Renaud, many an opera singer might kill me for what I'm about to ask, but it's become cliché. There are many opera singers that are notoriously bad actors. What do you do with an opera singer who just insists on standing there and just singing?
Usually with me, they know that it's going to be a pain in the butt for them if they do that. So, and mostly companies knows that, you know, I work with actors. I was an actor. I did movies. I did acting a lot on TV shows. So why you're going to speak to the mind? The era of Park and Bark is over, thank God.
You said Park and Bark?
Yeah, Park and Bark, where you just go, you stand on the side, and then you just yell what you have to yell, and then you think it's over. So, but they, every singer know that it's extremely important when they work with me to have a very good preparation. So they really need to be prepared, and then we are going to grow together. But we don't have months to prepare an opera. We have 2 weeks and a half in a studio and a couple of days on stage. That's what we have. So this is the reality of preparing opera productions.
André, Thaïs takes place in 4th century Egypt. It's about a Christian monk who falls in love with a courtesan. What have you included in your set design to reflect that, that might surprise opera goers?
Well, the 4th century after Christ, there's not a lot of information about the way things looked. We know that Egypt was already a very old society. So what we usually think about Egypt was already being very old. So we tried to do a set that was more psychological than really naturalistic. So it feels a little bit like a big hieroglyph on the floor. A few shapes that are reminding us of Egypt, like the Eye of Osiris, which is very important. And because we are speaking about a spiritual message, we've tried to give it the shape of an eye. So throughout the opera, you will see that the eyes of people upon Thaïs is very important, but we try to show that the eye of God is looking upon her. So we try to use a lot of psychology in the staging and colors and contrast. And I think this is primarily our goal.
We are an entertainment. But we feel that entertainment and enjoyment can speak at the same time to your soul and to your mind. So if it can stimulate and trigger some reactions, it's also a good thing because you will exit the theater with sometimes some questions and that will be able to make you think about life. Opera is only about life.